Courtney from New Zealand to be here today.
It's a chance to celebrate a life ended too soon. Tom Maynard was a former Glamorgan and Surrey cricketer who seemed destined to follow in the footsteps of his father Matthew into the England side. He died tragically in June 2012 at the young age of 23, but memories of Tom and his legacy live on. People are gathered here at St Fagans Cricket Club on the outskirts of Cardiff to remember and honour Tom, to celebrate his life doing what he loved, playing cricket.
Batting at number four, Anthony Sullivan. Yeah.
Matthew Maynard, father of Tom, was a cricketer who played four tests for England and, like his son, played for Glamorgan. He captained them during their 1997 County Championship win, for which he was named a Wisden Cricketer of the Year. Now currently Director of Cricket at Somerset, Matthew talks to us about Tom and his legacy.
Well, he started here at St Fagans. You know? I mean, he always had a bat around the game and stuff, you know, wherever I was playing. He always had a bat and ball around with him. And St Fagans Club here has always had a fantastic youth programme, and he came and joined here and had many wonderful years here. And obviously from that, he showed a bit of talent with the bat and went on and, you know, played for Glammy. But yeah, so many great memories. Just the way he used to hug you, the way he smiled at you, the way he grabbed you, the way, you know, he treated people. He was just a hell of a lad.
Glamorgan spinner Dean Kosker announced his retirement from county cricket recently. Today, though, he came out to support the Tom Maynard Trust and has fond memories of Tom.
Yeah, I played a lot of cricket all the way up with Tom Maynard. You know, he was a young whippersnapper when I first came into the Glamorgan squad. Grew up together, he was in the change room with his dad, Matthew at the time, who was captain. And, you know, Tom is always in the back of our mind. We've obviously dearly miss him, and what better way to sort of support these kind of events, keeping Tom in mind.
Broadcaster, journalist and former player Steve James, although not playing today, was pleased to come along to celebrate Tom's life.
It was pretty obvious from a young age he was going to be such a good cricketer. And I also remember he was obviously quite a big hitter. It was one game, I wasn't a very big hitter, and I actually hit a six in one game, and Tom came in the dressing room and actually complimented me on the fact that I hit a six and said, "Oh, great shot, Sid." He was only about 10 at the time, but I remember being actually quite sort of proud that this lad had complimented me on the shot. Yeah, he was a character, and it's obviously such a terrible tragedy and shame.
One of the key founding members of the Tom Maynard Trust was Mike Fatkin, the former Glamorgan Chief Executive. He's here to tell us about the work of the Trust.
When we started 4 years ago, we set out just to give grants to individual players. But the work we do now is probably in three areas. That's still one. But we do a lot with education now with different associations in football, rugby, cricket, golf as well now recently. And we also we run an academy in Spain every year. So really, we just didn't want it to be too narrow. I mean, originally we talked about it being just cricket, but we started getting applications from athletes and basketball players, and we just thought, well, why would we restrict that just to cricket? I mean, Matthew's strong view is that it should be about youngsters living their dream, and us trying to support those boys and girls who are, you know, on the way up, which is what Tom was doing. But by and large, anybody in any sport, if we think it's worthwhile and they're struggling to raise some funds, we're happy to help them.
The academy mentioned by Mike is the Tom Maynard Academy, run by Matthew Maynard and his team of Paul Nixon and Ian Harvey to help develop young cricketers. Matthew outlines the work of the academy.
We've had three cohorts of that now, and of the three that were run, there's only three players who haven't gone on and played first-class cricket. I believe I've got a great coaching group there that can maybe help them and really do, as I say, what Tom was doing. It's very much his philosophy that I've kind of taken over for that specific academy, and it's been an incredible success. And yeah, I'm very proud of that, really. As I say, to see so many players come through that and then go on and make their first class debuts, it's been an absolute pleasure.
This year's charity match also sees the reunion of Glamorgan's 1997 County Championship winning team. Matthew Maynard and Steve James were looking forward to the match.
Every year I try and get a 11 together and try and get some ex-England players down here. And, you know, we've been blessed with the quality of players that we've had down here. And, you know, Andrew Flintoff and Joe Calzaghe, to the rugby players, Reece Williams, to the local lads. And Jamie Roberts is dead keen to play as well. So he just said, well, look, let's give it a go. Let's just try the 97 side. And within 24 hours, it all responded in the positive. It was brilliant to get that.
They obviously wanted Wacko Yunus, the Pakistan bowler, to be here. And the plan was, because Pakistan were touring England, and at the time, Wacko was a Pakistan coach, but everything was arranged. And then Wacko resigned as Pakistan coach. So it meant that he couldn't make it. But yeah, it's gone ahead and everyone else is here. And yeah, it's brilliant to see everyone and swap stories. Nobody's really changed. A few more grey hairs maybe, but the same old banter really.
The sun eventually did come out, although play was delayed 2 hours because of a late lunch, speeches and the chance to remember Tom Maynard and to ensure that future young sportspeople will benefit from his legacy.